This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To record our thoughts for posterity on what's been going on in the world of News Talk Radio for the week. Some folks connected to the Good Day Enterprises, the Doug Steffen team, including Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, here to discuss the charts that have been produced by the folks at Talkers Magazine for the benefit of the talk radio world, bringing in some of my best minds. Well, they aren't really my minds. My mind's good, but their minds are good as well. So we have a collaboration of good minds to talk about all things Trump. The list looks like this from top to bottom. At number 10, the Super Bowl and all things that are connected to it, the advertising rates are, imagine, $5 million. For a 30-second spot, and the attention that we're getting, all the new people that are coming in, like wine company, for example. So the Super Bowl matchup, who's going to be actually in the game, who's doing halftime, all of that stuff has become a national pastime for conversation. So and maybe it is good because we are getting ourselves off of, well, the top seven items on the list this week sort of overwhelm that conversation. At number nine, the suspension of that woman who writes for Saturday Night Live. What a disgusting display. What's her name? Katie Rich?
Katie Rich.
Yeah. What a jerk. And
this is nice that called for. And
Chelsea Clinton put her right in her place.
Yes, exactly.
Which was a good part of the conversation. Anyway, what a jerk.
Yep.
Mary Tyler Moore's death is number eight. Lots of conversation appropriately about her, her role as a woman, as a producer, as a presenter, what she meant, what she fought during her life. She had diabetes, type 1 diabetes. Some people knew it, some people didn't. She had bouts with alcoholism and lost members of her family in rather sad circumstances, but yet prevailed. A good role model, I would say. Is that putting it lightly? Is that too mildly? She was,
I think she was a trailblazer.
Yeah, she was always nice. Always very nice.
Yeah, yeah. She always put her, maybe Richie, the best way to put it is she put her best foot forward all the time. And that didn't mean she stuck it in her mouth, which is what a lot of other, you know, I didn't even want to give this airtime. I saw something from Rosie O'Donnell. That was aimed at, I think it was aimed at Barron as well, wasn't it? Or some of the Trump children. And I just don't understand how people get to be that nasty. What is there that you drink in your coffee, or what is your experience in life that makes you that GD angry? I don't.
Rosie didn't take her pills that day.
Well, I mean, yeah. Part of it is, yes, part of it is that. We all have those things to understand. And so I would suggest to her, she wants us to think about what her thoughts are regarding those people. And we're, the people who really are thinking about this are thinking about it kindly and thoughtfully, and wouldn't she wish that we would look upon whatever her malady is, because she's got one, she wouldn't be this angry if she didn't, her malady with sympathy as well. I feel sorry for her, in fact.
Victoria and I talk about this a lot. One of the reasons that people don't like Donald Trump is that they think he's a bully. They think he's mean. Yet, a lot of these people in this movement that are against him are doing worse. I mean, they're bullying the heck out of people, bullying that, you know, out of Barron and everybody else.
They're fighting hate with hate.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, it just make a better example for yourself if you don't like that behavior. Exactly.
Take a deep breath.
Yep.
Okay, so I'll go quickly through the other items because they all have to do with Trump's first 7 days in the presidency. Number seven is the Keystone Pipeline and the green light for both of those pipelines, in fact. Number six, the continuing flap over Madonna and what she said. Here's somebody else that's becoming really irrelevant really quickly, because not because of her message, but how she presented it. What was it? Did you say that, Victor? Who said, or was it Jennifer that said earlier on, she's 60 years old, get with a program, babe.
Yeah, I mean, desperately seeking relevance is, could be her new album. I mean,
that's a great
name.
Yeah,
I'm a little over Madonna now.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Look at all the attention that has come from Cyndi Lauper. And how she's sort of turned it around, and
she's handling herself the opposite of Madonna, and I mean, she also has a lot of talent to back up what you know her
relevance
now.
She's reinvented herself, though.
She has.
Instead of being vulgar, she's reinvented herself.
But look at all the attention it's gotten her. That's positive. Where if Madonna was smart, she'd use the same approach to get the positive attention instead of everybody wanting to kick her to the sidewalk.
She's very credible.
Who? Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was just lots of fun, actually. Anyway, let's see. Number five, the exit from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, what it means to you. I've had lots to say about this week, and I don't know that I need to repeat myself. I'll leave that up to you ladies as to whether you think I should repeat my thinking on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And NAFTA, SHAFTA, more or less the same thing. How that gets modified will be interesting. But the people who like eating good food are breathing a sigh of relief. Let me put it that way. The Trans-Pacific Partnership would have meant the end of family farming as we know it, and the big ag producers that want to control the sources of food, not only in our country but all around the world, were hoping and pushing for that, and it's down the tubes. So, anyway, we can talk about that a little bit. There's a move afoot. I don't know how this is taking shape. We have to find a craft legislation, not the briefcase, but the
football, right?
The football,
right?
Get it away from Trump. Yeah, they want to get it away from
Trump. Well, that's not really what they're trying to do. They're just saying that a president can't hit the button without Congress approving it first, any president.
Well, in essence, that's taking it away from him. And, yeah, taking the power away from him, which... is that a good thing?
I personally think it's great. I would like all of Congress to agree before we hit a button.
Well, the other side of that is if you've got the Chinese or the Russians launching, it's only going
to
take an hour and 30 minutes for that stuff to get here. You're going to get them all together in an hour and 30 minutes to figure out.
If it's in retaliation, then the president can hit the button because there's only a certain amount of time.
That would be the only reason that anybody would want to use the button.
Right.
You would never use it as an offensive weapon unless you're nuts. All right, so that's what people say. Some people think he is nuts, but anyway. He's nuts like a fox, I think, in some respects. Number three, what do we do with health care? Number two, the sanctuary cities thing. I think that's a fabulous discussion. Let's have that in a moment, the sanctuary cities situation and how that... I think no matter where we are, most of us agree with... where that's going, but let's talk about it. We'll shake that out in a moment here. The countdown, overviewing the stories and the people that have been surveyed by the folks
Magazine.
Talkers Magazine, where did that go?
Yeah,
I was thinking
no problem.
Of Harrison's Magazine. I was going to say Michael's Magazine. Isn't that funny?
Same
how
thing.
That talk? Yeah, I guess it really is. Yeah, Michael and his staff putting together all the information from Talkers Magazine that we talk about here in this hour of the program. It's 14 after the hour.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit Grasshopper.com.
Guys, you hear a lot of ads for prostate pills promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy, but it turns out most of these claims are all talk and no action. Just a bunch of bull. How do I know? Well, here at ProstateReport.com, we took over 100 of the most well-known prostate products and spent an absolute fortune to have them tested at America's number one laboratory to get the truth, to find out what ingredients are really in them. Do they match their label claims? The results were shocking. Most are just worthless bottles of powder. Nothing but a big scam. You can see the lab test results and much more on our website, ProstateReport.com. So stop throwing your money down the drain and missing the opportunity to really end your prostate problems with products that really work. See the lab reports the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Remember, ads can lie, celebrities can lie, but lab reports don't lie. So go to ProstateReport.com and end your prostate problems, protect your prostate health, and start living like a real man again. ProstateReport.com.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the have and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience.
Groupon. 17 after the hour. Hello, 17 past. Countdown overview from the folks that are associated with the Stefan organization. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington with Veronica. Victoria.
Wow.
There are you okay go. Today? I'm worried about you.
I have, there's a lot of things on my mind, and they're sort of pushing, one part of my mind's pushing another mind. Thank you for asking, Jennifer. Another thoughtful person who is here as we focus on some of the items from the talker's list this week. Sanctuary cities and getting out of that league. Miami is the only one so far that says, okay, uncle, we don't want to lose the dough. We're kicking. I don't know. How do they do this, by the way? Okay, we're not going to harbor fugitives from justice anymore, because that's really what the illegals are. They're fugitives from justice. So it's like these people are saying, okay, you can be lawbreakers, but come to our city, but we don't have any law. Right. And by the way, I thought about this the other day when I got a $93 ticket. I was driving along Beverly Boulevard, and the phone rang, and I looked at the thing, and I saw who it was, and I needed to stop, and I needed to talk to him. So I pulled over, because you're not supposed to talk and drive at the same time in California. I thought I was being a good guy. So I pull over to the side of the road, and I take the phone call. And as I'm finishing the call, this tap on the window. I look over there. There's a guy in a uniform. I put the window down. Yes, sir. Do you know you've parked in a red zone?
Oh, no.
I said, no, I didn't pay any attention to the red zone because I went to take
the
car.
I was trying to avoid the ticket for the other.
Yeah, right, exactly.
He says, you ask which one's cheaper?
I'm giving you a citation because you parked in front of a red zone. You could have just imagined the smoke and steam coming out.
But you were in the car.
I was in the car. The engine was running. I had just put the phone down, and I was ready to put it in gear and move. He taps on the window. He gives me a $93 citation. I looked at him. I said, you're why Trump got elected. You are the problem.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I felt like ripping it up and throwing it at him, but I didn't.
What did he say to that?
He said, not a word. Not a word. He just gave me the citation. But yeah, that is it. I mean, why would you do that? Somebody I saw, by the way, in Los Angeles, we're talking about sanctuary cities, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because I broke the law, and they gave me a $93 fine. All those people who are in Los Angeles as a sanctuary city who are here illegally are breaking the law. What are they doing about them?
And that $93 ticket that you paid is going
with
to
the $93 that I just
provide them with services.
And it's not even the ones that are here. I mean, I think Trump has said he's not going after those people. It's the people that come here illegally and commit that crime, and then commit another crime, and then still get a pass.
Yeah,
crazy.
Right. They still are protected by these cities. There are about a dozen of them, and Miami's the only one who have capitulated.
Oh, there's more than a dozen. There are 300 of them.
There are?
Yes.
I didn't realize there were that many.
Oh, yeah.
300 sanctuary cities?
There's more than 15 of them in California. Oh,
yeah.
My
God.
Jeez.
Okay, well, let's go after them.
21 after the hour.
Beans self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Alright, we're at 23 after, actually almost 24 after the hour. This is the overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week, which we do in this hour so that we give everybody an idea of our thoughts so that they can gel or not gel with your thoughts on these issues, going through the top 10 stories and the people. We are in the midst of a conversation about sanctuary cities. I told a story about this, and by the way, the policeman that gave me the $93 ticket was Hispanic. Whether that makes a difference or doesn't make a difference, at least to the point of the illegals that are here. By the way, they're not all Hispanic. There are some Chinese.
Oh, there's
here
a lot of Asian
illegal, a lot of Asians.
There.
They're here illegally.
They come here to have their babies. It's actually a big piece of tourism
right. It's
for
a big
the
business
Asian countries.
Now. Yeah. There are a lot of people from Somalia and certain cities and towns and countries in Africa that are here illegally. It isn't just, we all think it's all Hispanics, but it's not. And so you look at these things. One of the things I wish people would focus on, the bright side of it, Trump just says he wants to stop everything. Patriot Act screwed this up, basically. I mean, the reason that we're having all this trouble is because of the Patriot Act. And we can say we had the Patriot Act because of September 11th. Well, we weren't smart with the Patriot Act, and we haven't been smart. Some of it's been modified over the years, some of it hasn't been. But we are keeping people out of this country that we should encourage to come in to the country. That's the real problem, is gauging who's going to be a benefit and who's not going to be a benefit. And that's the hardest thing to do without good personnel, and without being able to have a system. I don't think we should shut the borders down to everybody. I think we need to know who's coming into the country, and we ought to be able to encourage those folks who will go to school here, stay here, contribute, be members of society.
Well, and assimilate. And
but
assimilate
the reality, to the reality is, he's not going to be able to kick everybody out.
No, of course.
So, but
he doesn't want to, I don't think. I mean, he changed his tune quickly
election. I think that the local communities, the cities and the counties, should definitely tell us okay, we found this person, here they are, turn that information over to the feds, so at least we know who's here and what's going on, knowing that we can't throw them out. But you have two different things here. You have cities that are saying, why report it to the feds? They don't do anything about it anyway.
Yep.
And that's happened for years.
They haven't.
And
they haven't.
And then you have cities that are going, no, we think immigration of any kind is a moral thing to do, and we're going to protect anybody no matter what law they've broken. So you have these couple different situations here, and I'm sure there's somewhere in the middle where we could all say, listen, this is a reasonable expectation.
Yes, and that's where we'd like to get to. There's so much anger on either side, though. That there's no support for
a false narrative, as they like to say, going around that Trump wants to go into people's homes and rip the father out of them and send him back across the border.
Right.
And
that's
simply not true. He's focusing on the people who are here that are committing crimes that need to go back. And the best part about this new proposal is that people who are here from other countries that do get deported, like the guy in Maine who was here from Haiti, who was in jail for attempted murder and got out, and they wouldn't take him back. Haiti wouldn't take back, they wouldn't take the deportation orders.
Yeah.
He came back and he killed a 14-year-old kid, and now he's sitting in our jail.
Again,
and so
another murder.
Haiti won't take back their criminals, but they'll take a ton of money from us to rebuild after their earthquake. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it just doesn't make a lot of sense. Now, if you start withholding those funds from those countries, they'll start taking the criminals back and dealing with them.
And here's another one that my wife brought up, Doug, who's an immigrant. Once you become an immigrant, boom. Anybody you're related to, you can bring 20 people then.
Yeah.
And my wife is like, it's just getting out of control with that. And they have to look at that law.
And she's in the schools as a translator, right? So she sees it every day.
She is.
The kids that are coming in from all over the place. It's craziness. It is suicidal to continue. And whether you like Trump or you don't, that's part of the discussion here that we need to stay focused on. 28 past the hour.
Pam of Pam's Jam and Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit OfficeDepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, we've got to figure out a way to save energy, babe. Our heating bills are crazy.
See this?
Whoa, what's that? A new remote?
It is. Hmm. Budget Blinds was here this morning and installed these motorized shades in the kitchen. Come here, watch.
So I just sit here, they open, they close. This is really very cool.
Yeah, Budget Blinds comes in and measures, then they install everything. Oh, you didn't have to lift a finger, right?
Hey, I like that almost as much as the remote, but we were talking about saving energy.
Yes, right. See, the shades are also on a timer.
A timer?
You program the timer to open them in the morning and let the sun in, then close in the evening to keep in the warmth.
Maybe we should do the rest of the house.
What a great idea, honey.
Right now, during Budget Blinds Luxury Within Reach event, motorized window coverings are more affordable than ever. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now, before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you.
We'll have a house party. We don't need nobody. Turn your teeth.
Cleansing one's mind with thoughts that are original, hopefully, and accurate. There are, well, the opinions that we're expressing here are accurately ours. Let's put it that way. Going through the charts for the week of January 23rd to the 27th on our Doug Steffen overview of what Talkers has put together as the big stories and the people who are at the top of conversation. Victoria Keevan here with Rich McFadden. Let me go through. I spent the first half hour with you talking about the stories. Now let's go through the list of people and whatever our comments may be about them or maybe other folks that are playing into the conversation this week. At number 10, Katie Rich, who is the lady that was the writer suspended from Saturday Night Live, who is trash, as far as I'm concerned. Just dirt and trash. She can throw the names around, so why can't we throw them back,
you know,
at her?
Is anybody else a little bit shocked at the fact that Saturday Night Live is so blatantly, we're going to miss
Obama?
Well,
look at what they've said this week, Richie.
It's just, it's
they're gonna take
so blatant.
They've assigned a comedian to take pot shots at the administration every week. That's the job of this comedian. It was announced late in the week, is to take pot shots, to have a segment every week that's on to Trump. That's it.
Well, if Trump would stop tweeting every Sunday.
Well, that's his prerogative. It. I mean, it's their prerogative at Saturday Night Live to do that. I just find it kind of appalling, frankly. I just find it, it's so pat. You know, the so-called Hollywood elites, New York, whatever. Sure, there are plenty of people like that, not only in the world of entertainment, but all across the spectrum. It isn't limited to them. There are a lot of people
like
who don't
lost
like
any ability to even pretend that they're trying to be equal you know, give it out.
Well,
to
they're finding
both
an
sides.
Audience. I think it's a dangerous move myself because people that are like me that might be in the middle, you see that stuff and you get turned off to it. I'm probably not the best example of people watching the show because I don't see it very much. I've kind of gone away from it a long time ago because it really isn't funny anymore. Once in a while, the news thing is funny depending on who's on it. But I don't stay up that late. But when I used to, when Chevy Chase was on it, and Steve Martin was on it, and Belushi was on it, and Aykroyd, and Murray, and those guys, and Rosanna Dana, those people were funny. That wasn't her real name. But, you know, that stuff was funny. This stuff is not. It's just angry.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mary Tyler Moore is at number 9 on the list of people for obvious reasons, tributes pouring in. Didn't you tell me earlier in another hour, Victoria, that somebody else had died? Or was Richie? Were you talking?
No, Mannix died.
Mannix, that's right. Mike Connors.
I don't know who that is.
Mike Connors.
Late 60s detective show.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He would well be into his late 80s, I would have thought, by now.
91.
91, okay. Yep. That was a very iconic. If you want to find the theme from it, Richie, that might help people remember it.
That's okay. Thank you.
It's a way of people remembering.
Yeah.
Another person in the news, Mike Connors, anyway, passing away. Another one of the entertainers gone. Rahm Emanuel at number 8. Mostly the focus on Chicago. What Trump has said, if they can't run the city, maybe we need to send the feds in. Well, I mean, they can't run the city. Emanuel is obviously incapable of hiring people to manage the police department. Otherwise, they would be managed. They aren't managed. And so there are a lot of people on both sides who think, actually, that's a fairly good idea. And Rahm Emanuel, who heretofore had national aspirations, it was no secret he was thinking about running for president in 4 years.
Good luck with
that. With a record like this, man, the guy couldn't be elected dog catcher. Yeah. I can't imagine that he would be an attractive candidate for higher office. Can you? Who's going to vote for this guy? He's kind of ruined his own chances. Speaking of ruining their chances, I'm off of Madonna. She's at number 7. I'm fed up with her and her.
And you saw her in concert a few years ago, right?
Yeah, and even more recently than that. We were to see her, I think, may have been last spring. It was fairly recently we went to see her, and we enjoyed the concert. But I'm not. What I enjoy, part of her sassiness is what makes her attractive to me.
Right.
I like that attitude.
I love that attitude
toward the Catholic Church, for example. I mean, she walks up and down with her finger up in the air when it comes to talking about the Pope or Catholic. It's just, I mean, that kind of stuff I frankly encourage and appreciate. Not giving the finger to the Pope, but, you know, the kind of stuff, that brash attitude that she has. But come on. Come up with something original, will you, please, when it comes to this other stuff. And keep, you know, you don't have to be in the gutter with your mouth to make your point. All right, so anyway, anybody else got something on that?
Nope, I agree.
Nope.
Yeah. All right, Barack Obama's at number 6. What can you say about him other than he's been really smart about how he's handled all of this? Very smart.
Yeah.
I always thought he was a smart guy anyway. But the way all of this transition has been handled, very smart.
He's a cool player.
Yeah, the other side of it is the news media trying to make something of look, Mrs. Obama. When Michelle was looking aside, the perfect example, there were 3 or 4 of these things, but when they were given the Tiffany's box and there was nobody to give it to, so she's looking around for somebody to give it to, finally Obama himself takes it. But the way they take that and twist it and turn it around, that shows you what a bunch of fakers. You talk about fake news. They're fakers. And that all of that stuff is meant to advocate for a position that is not newsworthy. That's what it is, frankly. Anybody else?
No, I agree. I mean, you can take a still shot of anybody at any given moment in time and make something, you know, try to create a story for that snapshot. Mm-hmm, and it's just, as, you know, Michelle and Melania had a very cordial relationship. You could see it that day. I just think let's not create drama. There's plenty of drama out there that's real. Right. Let's not create something else.
Look at the Bill Clinton picture where everybody said it was him looking at Melania.
Right.
And it was hot as firecrackers on social media. And a lot of fun. I mean, people were just goofing off with it.
Well, but does that.
It was just a picture or 10 seconds of video and then Hillary looking back at him, and it just caught on like wildfire.
I didn't see that. What was the look, obviously?
Bill was obviously very engaged and looking at something that was a few feet away. And the video is of Hillary.
That something happened to be Melania?
Yeah, well, everybody says it was. And the video was of Hillary turning back and looking at him and giving him a scowl, him looking at her, kind of acknowledging her, and then going right back to what he was doing.
All I know is thank God for George W. Bush in the poncho.
Oh, my God.
That gave
the best picture of the whole thing. That was fabulous.
Yeah. I mean,
and
even
that
he's
smile
laughing at the end.
On his face at the end of it, that was so fabulous.
That was going to be a moment.
Yeah, it really was a moment. It was a moment, and it was fun. It was a fun, fun moment, and we need more of those. Paul Ryan is at number 5 on the list of people from Talkers this week. Not what to say about him.
A.K.A. The happiest man in America?
Well, under the circumstances,
thank God for
he's
going to
get
Ryan.
A lot of legislation through.
Yeah, he's the one who takes the steering wheel from Trump and pulls it back on the right side of the road every now and then.
But, you know, there already are impeachment papers sort of behind the scenes in work. This is how sick some people are, to get rid of both Trump and Pence. And then, but who's in line next after that?
Well, what did Pence do?
Ryan?
I mean, I don't like Pence, but
what's Obama done other than take action on what he said he was going to do?
Right.
Stop. Huh?
This whole mental incompetence thing, I mean, people's got to stop. It really bugs me.
Going crazy.
And this is coming from my people on the left, and it's an embarrassment. Stop
it. You know what?
I'm
going to invest money. I'm going to find out who the 5 most likely candidates are to build the rest of the, 600, 700 miles, or that's how much they have now, so they got to build another 1,000, 1,100 miles of fence. I want to invest there. Because, Trump says, you're going to pay, and we all sort of snicker at that because we know they're not going to pay. Mm. Meanwhile, both Ryan and Mitch McConnell, the fossil, are saying, we'll come up with the $12 billion from Congress to pay for the fence. And
I mean,
that ought to be
you saw how fast the 20% tax lasted. That thing dropped like a bomb.
First of all, my avocados are already expensive enough. And that was my first thought we're going to tax everything coming from Mexico. You better leave my avocados alone.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that didn't go over well at all.
No, but you see, I think that's part of Trump and his genius, if you can put that in quotation marks. Those
you know what? He lobs these bombs out
he
there.
He does. He throws it against the wall, see what sticks.
And then coming, here we go. Yeah, he just throws a tweet out, or he sends Spicer out, and he says, okay, let's see how this plays. And obviously that one didn't play well, so now they'll go back to round 3.
Right. Most bizarre factoid of the week, Sean Spicer chews and swallows 35 pieces of gum before noon every day.
Really?
Why?
He leaves me cold.
He does.
I don't see anything.
He just does. He just does it. I don't know. It's a
nervous
quirk that he has. He said that he's talked to his doctor, and his doctor says it's fine. That's not okay to swallow 35 pieces of gum a day.
You don't digest
it. Terrible for your gut.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah, it sits there for 7 years.
Oh, yeah. It's like a lump. It's like eating 5 donuts.
I don't know why he does that. It's gross.
Well, maybe he's nervous, but not
so. Yes.
Okay, we'll get to a couple of other people as we find ourselves with enough time to do that. Speaking of time, it's 45 past the hour.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
And you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Hello?
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized at Staples. Visit staples.com/coupons and get your coupon for 20% off select office supplies.
Applies to regular priced items. Only cannot be combined with other offers. Excludes ink container restrictions. Apply in 129.17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of the difference. See store staples.com for details.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
People in Florida were so concerned about the growth of online gambling that the legislature decided to pass a law banning electronic slot machines and internet cafes. But the law was written so quickly and so poorly that it actually banned all computers, cell phones, and other devices that could connect to the internet and therefore could be used for gambling. More than 1,000 legitimate internet cafes across the state were shut down until the mistake could be corrected, though hardly any were guilty of anything. Instead of legislating in haste, lawmakers should take their time, look through the lens of liberty, read the bills, and make sure they have the right solution to the right problem.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to GEICO than saving you money, GEICO also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the GEICO app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
GEICO. Right. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, a couple of minutes of discussion about the top three people on the people list this week from Talkers Magazine: Vladimir Putin, Enrique Peña Nieto, and Donald Trump. For those of you who don't know, and I had to scratch my head for a minute about Enrique Peña Nieto, because all I can think about was a former Secretary of Transportation, former Mayor of Denver, Federico Peña, whose family benefited by $30 million because they just happened to own all the land where the Denver airport was built. Just a anyway, it has nothing to do. Nieto is the president of Spain. He was coming to town, and now he's not. So, Richie, you can be thankful, both you and Kara in the Washington, D.C. area. No big motorcade for Nieto, because he said Niet.
Another illegal alien invading Washington, D.C.
Another Mexican.
Right.
Yes, damn it. Yeah. Well, you know, the other side of it is, again, with Trump throwing things against the wall, see what sticks. You know, does anybody really care whether this guy comes or not? What's her face? Theresa May, British Prime Minister, here. She
is that
said,
next week she's here?
Next
no,
week.
She's here now. She says, the days of trying to remake the world are over. We can't have influence everywhere. We can't be doing... And there's the best... listen to the British Empire that tried to take over the world. And those days are over. And they are. Thank heaven she recognized it. And hopefully everybody else will recognize it and act accordingly. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you, Rich. 10 minutes before the hour here.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What do we have here? A memory, one of the great action shows of the 60s and 70s starring Mike Connors was called Mannix. I believe it was on for 10 or 11 years, Richie. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was
that sounds like eight years, Doug.
Was it 8 years, Chucker?
Yeah, it ran 194 episodes in an eight-year period during the 1970s.
Yeah, all right. And it replayed and replayed and replayed and replayed. I don't think he ever did anything else except star in that show, did he? What is his record?
That's really his claim to fame.
Yeah, right.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Can you name another three cop shows that were popular in the 1970s?
Barnaby Jones.
Barnaby yep. Jones, Buddy Epson. That was a really good one.
That was a very good
member, one. Member, this is a little before my member Cannon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Beretta with Robert
Blake. Beretta, yep. Yeah.
Starsky and Hutch.
And the guy who played the fat guy, I'm trying to remember his name, he was a great William Conrad.
Yeah.
He was a great voice actor, character actor. Before television, he was many, many voices of many of the old-time radio shows.
Right. And I almost forgot maybe the greatest of all, which was Kojak, Telly Savalas.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. It was.
He loves you, baby.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so now music from Billie Jean has some impact. Chucker, what's the story behind the story here?
Well, today Today in entertainment history, January 27th, 1984, Michael Jackson's hair caught on fire seeing Billie Jean filming a Pepsi commercial, which many speculate or actually say altered his life as he got hooked on painkillers because he received some very serious burns on his
Yeah, it's pretty widely accepted that was the day that Michael Jackson started to die.
Yeah.
And just he got so hooked on those painkillers. Because, I mean, it was a painful injury. Your head catches on fire. It was
horrible. Oof. God. Awful. All right. So
never happened to me, I got to be honest.
All right. You don't got enough hair. and you don't know how to dance.
Yeah, I have a lot of hair. I do.
Yeah. All right. Chuck Curry is going to go through the new movies, a couple of new movies coming out to see if you are interested enough to go see them. One of them I'm going to say yes to, and the other one I don't know. We'll find out what they are in a moment here.
Pam of Pam's Jam and Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit OfficeDepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
All right, so Chucker, one of our Friday purposes is to go over the movies that are coming out this weekend to see what may be appealing to the majority of people listening to this program. What do you think is out this weekend that's appealing? I don't mean usually for you appealing means it's a hacker slasher, Midnight Cowboy meets February 13th or whatever it is. So what's going on this weekend?
Well, Three movies open nationwide. The first is The Dog's Purpose, which is based on a best-selling novel that stars Dennis Quaid. I mean, we spoke about on the show there was some bad publicity a few weeks ago when a video leaked of footage of them directing a scene where a dog was basically forced to do a water scene with rushing water. He almost drowned. PETA is going to, from what I read, heavily boycott this film. I don't know if it's going to keep people away or not. I don't know. Would you stay away from watching the film?
No, I won't. Even though I find it, I want to know the real story. I want to know all of the story. I only know part of the story, which disturbs me. But the other side
about you,
is,
Victoria? Would you stay away from it?
You know, I wouldn't stay away from it just because of the controversy, but I don't think I'd be able to get through this movie without bawling hysterically, because anything involving a dog and then it keeps coming back.
I'm thinking about that, too, with regard to Charlotte, because I want Charlotte to come back.
I think about you and Charlotte, too. Yeah.
The dog didn't die, so, I mean, that obviously is a good thing.
Yeah.
So it's tracking at around an $18 million opening weekend. Also opening is new movie Gold, starring Matthew McConaughey, which is based on a true story. I'm not exactly sure what it's about. The trailers actually look pretty good. Matthew McConaughey packed on 55 pounds to play the role. I don't think anybody's going to care because the movie's only tracking at a $4 million opening weekend, which is a shame. And the Resident Evil, the final chapter, let's hope so. Opens also today.
Is that a horror flick?
It's a genre film with Mila Jovovich. It's zombies. It's sci-fi. Hey, I think they've made about 6 or 7 of them.
Have they really?
That's all it does.
You've seen none of them.
Yeah, where have you been, Doug?
I've been avoiding those movies, Rich.
Apparently.
Thanks for asking. Yeah, no, I'm gonna
go watch an episode of Kojak now. See you Monday.
We'll go watch Mannix together, Richie and I. All right, 59 past the hour. This is the, what is this? Well, this is a good radio program.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.